This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, has he crossed the line with his play sister? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband told me his life story when we met. He was adopted when he was 7 years old, so he has two siblings that are not his blood relatives, but they're really close, like real sisters and brothers. There's another woman, Carmen, that's been in his life since he was a teenager. He said she stayed with his family for a while, so he thought of her as his big sister. I didn't meet Carmen until 2 weeks before our wedding, and she wasn't nice to me. My husband said Carmen is territorial over him, like a big sister would be. I told my husband that Carmen would learn to love me like everyone else, and I didn't stress him about it. It wasn't until she came to town recently that I noticed that Carmen is more than a big sister figure in my husband's life. I overheard him telling Carmen that I am a good lover and I take care of him just like she always has. I told him what I heard and I asked if it meant what I thought it meant. He refused to answer the question, and he said it's because he'd never lie to me about something like that. I took it to mean that he and Carmen had crossed the line at some point over the years. When she was at our house visiting, I noticed her grab his earlobe a few times, and she watches as he walked out of the room once or twice. It's been driving me crazy now that I suspect something went down with him. My husband said it's not what I think, but he loves Carmen and he always will. He said that he told me everything about his past that I needed to know. What do you think they're hiding? Should I talk to Carmen? Oh, okay. I'm with you on this one. What kind of sister-wife situationship is he involved with? I mean, really, this definitely doesn't feel right. They're way too close, and there are no boundaries in place for Miss Carmen now that he's married. And why are there secrets about the two of them that he's keeping from you? You said he told you his life story when you guys met, and he said that he told you everything about his past that you needed to know, but clearly, he left something out. I mean, a big chunk of this relationship concerning he and Carmen. Then you asked him a direct question about whether he and Carmen had slept together, and he refused to answer you, saying he didn't want to lie to you about something like that. I mean, what does that mean? And by the way, not answering is an answer. Huh?
That was a good one.
Not answering here. You approve of that lie. You approve of it. Not answering is an answer. Carmen wasn't nice to you, you said, and she's disrespectful, of course. The woman grabbed your man's earlobes right in front of you. And I'm just amazed at you that you didn't check her right then and there. This is, she's out of line in your house. That's why you don't need to talk to her. Your problem is with your husband, who is stupid to think that it is okay to have another woman, a play big sister, as he calls her, come into the house and try to run you over. I mean, this is craziness. Let him know how you feel. Tell him Carmen is no longer welcome in the house. And yes, you know they crossed the line. They did many times. That's why she can't get over the fact that he's moved on and married you. Steve?
Well, there's several things to this letter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot in it. You say your husband told you a life story when y'all met. Said he was adopted when he was 17. Two kids lived in the house. They grew up like they was real brothers and sisters. And then there was this other woman named Carmen that's been in his life since he was a teenager. She stayed with his family for a while, so he thought of her as a big sister. You ain't meet Carmen until 2 weeks before y'all wed, and then Carmen wasn't really nice to you, and then said Carmen, your husband told you that Carmen was territorial over him, like any big sister would be. You said, don't worry about it. She gonna learn to love me like everybody else, so don't worry about it, right? And then you overheard him telling Carmen that you are a good lover and you take care of him just like she always has.
Hmm.
My man.
What's the pause for, Steve?
Because here it go right here. Just a line. I told him, I heard, and I asked if it meant what I thought it meant.
Hmm.
Here's the most beautiful. This one right here, I ain't never used this one. But boy, I'm going to have to incorporate this. No, this is so good. I told him that I heard, and I asked him if it meant what I thought it meant. He refused to answer the question, and he said it's because he never lied to me about something like that.
Mm.
Boy.
What does that mean?
Boy, what do that mean? Mm. I'm not going to answer that question. Because I would never lie to you about a thing like that.
That's an answer.
Lord have mercy. It may be an answer.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But it's a good one, though. It is. That one right there got goodness and mercy wrote all over it. Anyway, I took it to mean that he and Carmen had crossed the line at some point over the years.
Hmm.
Now, that's highly possible. That could have happened. But you said it right here in the letter that he and Carmen had crossed the line at some point over the years. So, what that got to do with you?
Hang on, Steve. Hang on. All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, has he crossed the line with his play sister? We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. Staff Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at daftgiving360.org/advisors.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, has he crossed the line with his play sister?
This one got a lot in it right here. This woman's been married for a long time to her husband and told her his life story. Adopted when he was 7, grew up in a family, had 2 brothers and sisters he considered real sisters and everything. And then there's another woman that came and stayed with him when they was teenagers named Carmen, and he considered her his big sister. The lady didn't meet Carmen until 2 weeks before they wedded, and Carmen wasn't nice to her at all. She told her husband, don't worry about it, she'll grow to love me like everybody else. Well, and then he told her Carmen is territorial over him like a big sister would be. Anyway, it wasn't until she came to town recently that she noticed Carmen is more than a big sister figure in my husband's life. The lady overheard him telling Carmen that I'm a good lover and I take care of him just like she always has. Then the lady said, I told him I heard what I heard and I asked what it meant and what I thought it meant. I asked him if it meant what I thought it meant. He refused to answer the question. Sweetest line I've ever heard. He said it because he never lied to me about something like that. Listen, don't make me lie to you.
What?
Wow. That's outstanding right there. That one right there. Don't make me lie to you. Now, I'm not going to answer that question about was she more than me, because I would never lie to you about something like that. I took it to mean that he and Carmen had crossed the line at some point over the years. When she was at a house visiting, I noticed her grab his earlobe a few times. Yeah, my big sister grabbed my earlobe, but it was more of a tearing motion.
Yeah, you're real. Yeah.
And then I noticed her grab his earlobe a few times, and she watched as he walked out of the room once or twice. It's been driving me crazy now that I suspect something went down with them. My husband said it's not what I think, but he loves Carmen, and he always will. Wow. Now, fellas, let me say this to you. That ain't a statement you want to make to your wife about another woman. That ain't. Unless you're talking about your actual sister. All this play cousin, play sister, all this shit. Shut your mouth. Don't say that. He loves Carmen. He always will. He said that he told me everything about his past that I needed to know. Another outstanding line. I told you everything about my past that you needed to know. I agree with that. Everybody don't need to know everything. And no one tells everything, ladies.
True.
You don't tell everything about your past. So now he told her, I told you everything about my past that you need to know. There's some things about me you don't need to know. What do you think they're hiding? Should I talk to Carmen? Well, lady, let me ask you a question. Suppose Carmen tell you that they was lovers. Okay, now what you gonna do? Okay, but now, since you think that and you suspect that, if they confirm that, what you gonna do? It was in his past.
But she's
he just didn't tell you about it. Yeah. Huh?
She's back and grabbing his earlobes and all of that.
Y'all want to let y'all open the door.
Oh, so now it's the wife's fault.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
No, it's not the wife's fault. What I'm saying is this. Suppose you find out the information that they were lovers.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
What you going to do? What now?
What? Well, that you're talking about
you gonna
in
get
the
divorced?
Past. You're talking about what happened in the past, but they still could be doing it, though, because he told her he loved her.
That ain't what this letter's about.
She's grabbing his earlobe.
Grabbing the earlobe is not having sex, Shirley.
I know that.
No, it really is.
Yeah, but why is she so touchy-feely with her husband in her house and disrespecting her?
Because she was his big sister. She was his big sister.
You said your big sister didn't touch your earlobes unless it was in a what kind of way?
But listen to me. Mm-hmm. There was a time where she was acting as the big sister. So she could still do big sister stuff with him.
Yeah, but why is she mad at the wife? Why is she mean to the
Shirley, wife? My question to you is, if you find out they were lovers, what's she going to do? What's the letter for? What she want?
There's nothing you could do about the past. I agree with that. They've already done it. It's been done.
But Shirley, her last question was, should I talk to Carmen?
Carmen's not going to tell her anything.
Well, I bet she will.
You think Carmen's going to tell her they were lovers?
But if you talk to Carmen, what if Carmen tells you that? What are you going to do with that information? This is what I'm trying to get at.
She might. Yeah, she might.
Might
what? She might divorce them. She might.
For the past?
No, it is stupid. But for right now, okay, we got to go. All right, you can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. You just like him because he told some good lies. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.